Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Sam Norwood back on the show. Sam is a longtime Brain Trust member, more than a dozen years. He's been hanging out with us and bringing us the very important Tatum Survey of Business Conditions. And he's here with another one of those. He's a senior partner with Tatum LLC, and he's our good friend Sam Norwood. Welcome back.
Hey, great to be back, Jim. Wow, dozen years fly by, don't they?
I know, at times when you're having fun, right? Hey, Sam, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do with you. You've shown up again here with another report that's kind of depressing.
Well, you know,
couldn't you have worked a little harder and gotten us a little bit more better, a little bit better news?
A month ago, it looked pretty good. We've had a tick this month, and it just means relative to last month, it doesn't look as good. But if we look back in 12 months, it looks pretty good. But we do this every month, and so we get a trend. It helps to look at more than 1 month, but we do update it every month because we want to see in our survey when things are changing and either inflection points or change of direction. We don't think this is a change of direction this month, but it is down from last month. That's for sure.
So you think this is not a negative number, but it's not. You're not necessarily ready to call it a trend.
Yeah, exactly.
So how much is this?
Like, go ahead. Last month, you know, we took a nice uptick, and it was temporary. So let's average the 2 months or so, and it's we're still gaining. We think the economy and business conditions in general are improving, but at a slow rate, more or less like we've seen in the past 12 months.
How much of this response that you got from your folks, and by the way, folks, Sam polls hundreds of business managers across the country, people who run businesses just like yours and mine, some of them a little bit bigger, to see what they're looking at, what are they seeing, what are they experiencing for the last 30 days, and what do they see happening for the next 60 days? That's the 90-day rolling average that he works off of. And Sam, how much of this do you think is a reaction to the epic fail of Obamacare?
Well, we think that it affects hiring decisions more than anything. And we get this both in our survey and anecdotally through casual comments of people that we know in business who say, well, we're holding for right now. We're going to see whether or not this thing, you know, what the effects are going to be. They know what the rules are supposed to be, but it's such a disaster in its implementation. They just don't know. So I think it affects employment decisions right now. But I don't think it affects their overall outlook for business.
Well, I started about a month or so ago. I started talking to small business owners that I knew and asking them about their business. And I started hearing things like, well, we were having a decent year until October 1st. And after Obamacare started kicking in, some of them have said, you know, it's like somebody turned off a spigot. So we asked our audience last week, we asked them, have you noticed any difference in your customers' attitudes and spending since October 1? And 41% of our audience said that they noticed a difference in how customers behaved since October 1. It was negative notice.
Well, that's very good. We did not ask specifically that question, and it could be influential, and we would not have picked that up.
Right.
So that's good information for me and for your audience. We do know that attitudes taken, and we do this once a month, right at the last week of every month, and during that time, just a little over a week ago, our people were saying, well, it doesn't look as good as it did a month ago. So maybe that's influential.
Yeah,
that could be.
Well, I will tell you, we've been under the specter of the uncertainty of Obamacare for three and almost 4 years now, but now we don't have the uncertainty about it. We're now starting to become a little more certain about how ugly it is, and
well.
So that's I mean that's really I mean I'm not being you know I'm just calling it like it is. Sam,
yeah,
hold on to that thought. We're gonna take quick breaks, folks, and we're gonna break down some of these. We're gonna break down the Tatum survey after these messages with our good friend Sam Norwood. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.